What's good, everybody? This is your boy Kiefer, aka Poppy, and today is the day that we first kicked off on this Atlanta Street Racing podcast. And I have a real special guest that's known in his car world around Atlanta. He's known as for the Lock-In Man. Matter of fact, he was just recently promoted to Race Master, the official Lock-In Man to all races. Y'all know this guy from all over. He's always been on the racing scene. Matter of fact, he's always been the flagger. Either you want the light or the hand drop, this is your guy. We got my boy Cali. He's coming in today, and we're going to get a nice, good interview. So, hey, welcome to Street Atlanta.
Yo.
Oh, yo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My boy, how you doing?
Oh, man, I'm chilling, man.
Oh, man. All right, well. Welcome to the podcast, man, of Atlanta Street Racing. And today I want to give a little, you know, give your own interview on how this whole racing thing is, the racing community, and your position, your role in it, so these people can know, you know, what's going on for the people who may be out of town and for the people who may not be off from outside of town. You dig?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, first question I have for you, my boy.
Mm-hmm.
When did you first get into racing?
Man, it was when I first got into racing.
Really?
Right. My brother been doing this shit for the longest, bro. See, he been doing it since I was a baby. I used to ride around the car with him. This is when everybody was in Hondas.
We had
one of the fastest Hondas on the street, for real.
So you was one of those two fast, too furious guys.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, my next question I have to have for you is, a lot of people probably don't know, like I said, your background of racing and whatnot. You know, I know myself, I've known you for what, probably 2-3 years going on.
Mm-hmm.
But what cars have you owned in the past, such as, you know, racing vehicles or even just vehicles that you may have modded just a little bit, just, you know, just have fun in the streets?
See, I started off with a Honda, had a 96 hatchback with a fully built B16 all motor running on drag radios. Then up from that, I went from a little Honda CRX, took the motor out the hatch, put it in there. Then I used to race my brother Turbo Eclipse. And then that's when I went up and envisioned to start doing my own thing. The first thing I had was a Grand Prix GT. Built that, threw a supercharger on it. Had one of the fastest V6s on the street in Cali.
Damn. Didn't know that.
And then that's when I started moving my way up. I'm like, damn, these niggas out here getting sideways. It's time me to get in the side. So,
yeah.
And that's when my boy, he started letting me drive. I started getting the hang of it. So I start getting sideways, but at the same time, but like the racing thing always been me. I like to race. So like as of right now, I was building a Fox body, but it was taking too much work on it. So I sold it and now I'm trying to find me a short bit.
Okay. If you had to, since you said, you know, you was one of the fastest guys out there in Cali or whatnot, if you can think, how many races do you think you probably won, you know, 10, 20, 15? Like, if you had to just think about how many races you actually won and how many races you lost, do you have more W's or do you have more L's?
I'm not going to lie, bro. I probably got more L's than I got W's.
I respect that.
I got more L's. You know, when I first started off, bro, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I just hopped in the car, nigga, just like, shit, let me drive this motherfucker. Hopped in the car, did my own thing.
Okay. Yeah, you know, a lot of people probably would have came on here and probably would have lied and said, yeah, I got more W's than I have L's.
But as of right now, my W's is coming up.
Okay. So, all right. So, hey, let me ask you this. What's the worst gap you've ever gotten?
Shit, worst one I ever gotten. Matter of fact, coming down Camp Creek, I was in what car I was in? Oh, that's when I had a fully built Mini Cooper.
Uh huh.
Bro, coming down Camp Creek is a RX-7. Bruh, I don't know why I tried that. I don't know why I tried that. I said, fuck it. He heard my turbo. I heard his. But we talking about the light. But he was sitting on the side playing me. He just hit the gas. I'm talking about that nigga pit buses on me.
Ooh. Not buses.
That man pit buses on me.
Could you land a plane between it?
Yeah.
Oh!
You ain't gonna lie to you. You probably put two planes in
between. Oh, no! Oh, man. Oh, man. Okay, okay. So, that was a nice little, you know, passage, you know, trip to the past or whatnot. Mm-hmm. It's good to always know people's background and people's history or whatnot. And, you know, to know that the fact that you're not someone like some of these other dudes who just jump in the game and think they know what they're doing. You've actually been doing it for a while, and you've actually have love for the sport and the culture.
Yeah.
So that's like, always good.
Like I'm still learning. You know what I'm saying? It's still a learning process. It's a lot of stuff that I'm still learning that I want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And like I want to learn how to work. You know what I'm saying? The jump box. I want to learn how to work. Not the jump box, the bump box. I want to learn how to work nitrous and all this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I haven't did that stuff. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie, nitrous, it scares the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I haven't used it yet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not a big fan of nitrous. I don't think I ever will be, whether I learn it or not. But, you know, I'd rather just be a straight NA car. Okay, well, that's very good. And I'm sure a lot of people are going to be pleased to hear that, you know, at least knowing your background, because from what it sounds like, you haven't always been a muscle car type of guy. You've always been an import or some type of, you know, front wheel drive car.
Yeah. When it comes to car, bro, I'm neutral. You know what I'm saying? I like all cars.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't no, oh, I'm just strictly sticking to muscle. I'm strictly sticking to import, bro. I like them all. Cause you can get a Honda to get out there, and they're gonna be the muscle car any day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's I'm in between both of them. You know what I'm saying? I don't discriminate against when it comes to the cars. Just like when I'm in my car club. You know what I'm saying? As long as your car clean, you know what I'm saying? I got the show part of it. You got a race part of it. Or you can do both. Me, I like to do both. I like to look good and go fast.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So. Okay. All right. So now we took you know. We find out a little bit more about you. Let's go ahead and jump into present time. How long have you been a flagger for races?
Shit, it been in Georgia. It been a couple of years. You know what I'm saying? I get out there and flag her. When I don't see something right, you know what I'm saying? I get out there, you know what I'm saying, and just take over.
Mm-hmm.
So now it got to the point to where everybody know, okay, yeah, this nigga Cali know what he's doing. Let Cali hold the money. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind. You know what I'm saying? I didn't ask for it. It was just given to me, you know.
So,
what I'm saying? And I'll take that role.
Okay, okay. So what you're saying is, it was just one random day you saw they couldn't get it together with flagging, so you just chose to, you know, just flag yourself, just go on there and just flag yourself.
Yeah, because it just I decided. No, yeah, you right. I decided to get out there. I'm like, fuck. Let me just get out here and just show these niggas how to do this. You know what I'm saying? Hand drop or flashlight, you know what I'm saying? My shit not perfect, but it's damn near on point with it.
Okay, okay. All right, so let me ask you this. Do you prefer hand drops or the light when doing a race?
That's a good one, for real. Probably the flashlight.
You like flashlight?
Flashlight is probably take the flashlight over the hand drop, cause it depends who doing the hand drop, cause it can be kind of tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Cause if you don't know that dude, and he know the other person, you know what I'm saying? His hand that say you in the right lane, he in the left lane.
Mm-hmm.
That left lane hand might drop a little bit faster than that right. You feel me?
Okay, okay. So what?
That's why.
Well, and just explain to the people who may not. You don't understand exactly what you mean by that. Like, kind of go in a little bit more in depth about that, you know, about the whole thing, because a lot of people want their friends or their buddies to do hand drops. And, you know, for those who may not know, you know, they can be getting set up to something, you know, a lose. So if you can, just explain that just a little bit more for the people who may not know, because believe it or not, there's a lot of people who don't know the rules and the regulations of this race and stuff.
Okay, so I'm gonna put it this way. Say I pull you up, you know what I'm saying, your car in the right lane, and I pull up, you know what I'm saying, somebody else, an unknown person in the left lane.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I can put my hands up and drop my left hand to you faster than what I can do to the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And now he got to chase you. Then everybody at the line, we're talking about, oh, he wasn't flagging right. He didn't drop his hands right.
Mm-hmm.
That's his boy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so like, I can start.
You know, I'm a mutual person, so you put me in the middle. I'm holding money. When y'all come back from that race, I'm going to hold the money, and we're going to wait till the video comes. Then we're going to watch the video and see who won, because the video don't lie.
Yeah, yeah. Video does not lie. That is true. So, well, speaking on video, as appointed as the lock-in man and race master, is it your job as well to make sure that there's a video man down at the end of each race, quarter mile or eighth?
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Yep, and I always got a person down there.
Okay. Okay. I did ask some people for questions, and you know, what I'm going to ask you are stuff that a lot of the race community wanted me to ask you and go from there. So some people, I wanted to ask you, how do you feel about some people not liking the fact that you are race master or the lock-in man? How do you feel about that?
I'm gonna be honest. Be honest with you, bro. I really don't care how they feel. It's like, who else you gonna get? Cause every time you try to get somebody else to do it, it's either they own person or they don't want to do it at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everybody pretty much know. Okay, that's Cali. What the hell? I'm not gonna run off with your money. I'm staying right there. Where we start the starting line. Wait till the video come back. Let both parties see the video, and then we'll go from there.
So is this needs to be like justified all the way around? Because, you know, remember the last time we was out, when we was at a QT and we had Dre with the blue Camaro going against Reggie with the black Pontiac. And Dre had no problem giving you the money. Dre had no problem giving me the money. But Reggie didn't want to give the money to nobody else but Stunner, and Stunner is a part of Untamed. So is this a rule and regulation? Because, you know, there has to start being some structure around here. So is it no race if the money's not in your hand from here on out?
That's pretty much how I feel.
Okay.
That's pretty much how I feel. The money's pretty much not in my hands, because you can't get the money to your own person.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody on your side going to say you won.
Mm-hmm.
So the money needs to be in a mutual person, and both parties, each person from your side, you can be down the finish line with one of my guys.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody come back video. We can look at all the videos.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll, like I said, we'll go from there. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna run off with the money. I'm gonna stand there. And speaking of QT, when we was there, it's just the point that I did get kind of irritated and pissed off about it. Because he tried to act like he didn't know me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But every time you see me, you know what I'm saying, you dap me up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can I can attest to that. He did try to play that card with me, talking about he didn't know me, but was on plenty of my lives and, you know, talking, chopping up, woo woo. But so just to go ahead and put it out there, make it clear, because when we publish this, a lot of people are going to hear about this. You're neutral. You have no side. You don't care who wins, who loses. You're just a locking man. You're neutral.
That's right.
Fair is fair.
Yep. Locking man, whole flashlight, you know what I'm saying? We look at the videos, the no-goes, negotiation, you know what I'm saying? If I feel like the other person won and look like it on the video, then it will go off of my say-so.
Now, is it your right or your role to set up the races? And when I say set up races, I mean, like, say if there's a car and he wants a car or he wants to move. Like, is that something that the drivers handle between themselves, or is that something that you would step in and do? Because we've been in that situation where drivers would try to do that, and we'll be at a standstill for about 2 hours arguing or whatnot, or there may not even be a race. I mean, for example, I can't use that because that was about money. We can use the Dre and Reggie situation. You know, Reggie wanted a car and he hit. he wasn't trying to give that. Then he wanted to hit. You know, it was just at a standstill and almost wasn't no race. So is that something that you would interfere and you make the call on that? Or is that something that the drivers come up with?
That, when it comes down to that, that's on the drivers.
Okay.
But to me, I would say running heads up first.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Place y'all, you know what I'm saying? If y'all want to bet on that, low dollar bet, run it, mm-hmm. we'll see where y'all at first, and mm-hmm. then go from there. If you feel like you need a car and a hit, then y'all bet more money, then go from there.
Okay.
Don't just out the gate to say, okay, let me get a hit. Let me get the car and hit. No, okay. Run it heads up. Race what you run. That's what you build the car for.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. Now, all right. Well, we already answered that part. Okay, so location. It's always been a big thing. It's always, you know, it's either everybody wants to go here, but it's too hot, or it's everywhere. The time we go somewhere, you know, people are getting accidents. People are too loud, revving their cars, hitting the gas, causing, you know, unnecessary attention. Are you going to start regulating that? Because I'm like, all right, as race master or the lock-in man or whatever, you know, it's not always just about money in hand. It's also about, we want to know, everybody asks, Callie, where we going to race? Where we going to race? Where we going? We going to Mexico BR? Are we going to Mexico Warehouse? Are we going to Mexico this, Mexico that? So, you know, are you going to still allow a crowd of people to come, but are you going to regulate and tell everybody, hey, look, chill with the smashing out, just cruise there? Or are you going to just, hey, all right, is y'all two racing? All right, you get your four people who's on your team. You get your five people who are on your team. We're going to peel off quietly away from wherever we're gathered at, and we're going to go race. How are you going to start doing this from here on out? Are you still going to allow the whole crowd to be there, or just the people who are racing to be there?
It depends on what type of night it is. Like, say if it's the weekend, and, you know, usually when I post and tell everybody me at the dump, it'd be a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying to regulate that. And when I tell people, do not get on the highway and fly down the highway, because it seems like for some, every time we leave from the dump, either somebody getting a wreck,
mm-hmm.
somebody speeding, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, just chill. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't need, why waste the gas and energy flying down there, you know what I'm saying, and making a spot hot on the way down there?
Okay.
So I had, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be more than just BR in Mexico and Warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
We got another spot right now. I just haven't put it out there yet,
mm-hmm.
because I already know how it's going to get. But it seemed like it's going to have to come down to that. Like, whoever's racing, we're going to have to take their team, both teams, but saying both sides of the party, and mm-hmm. take my team,
mm-hmm.
and go out there and do what we do. Because it seemed like every time we take a whole crowd, you always got new people
mm-hmm.
go out there and try to show out and all that stuff. And then, mm-hmm. when you try to tell them to chill, they always got something to say, then they go to a whole different level.
Yeah.
And that get kind of old. So mm-hmm. it's like, that's what it seemed like. I had to come to, we're going to take this person's team, the other person's team, my team, and then we'll go quietly.
Okay. Now, when it comes down to racing, what are the set rules in racing? Like, when we lock in,
mm-hmm.
and when I say set rules as in, if you give me the hit and I want to sit there for 2 minutes, I can sit for 2 minutes and I go when I go. Or a chase is a race. If I flinch and you flinch, you stop and I keep going and I win, that's still a loss. Like, what are the set rules? That's what, because a lot of people, and I myself, have been a victim to this, mm-hmm. where I asked for the hit, they gave me the hit, was at the light, green light goes by, red lights comes around, I go. They sit at the line, they lose, all of a sudden they're saying that they don't want to pay up, or have I seen it where people jumped, stop, go again, and the other person didn't move, until the light turned green, and they're saying that the other person that jumped, they said they won. You know, so what are the set rules so we can get this out and about? Can't no be no ifs, ands, or buts. Now, if they change the rule when they're at the line, then that's at the line. But what are the ground zero set rules.
Let me see. I got pretty much the rule is you already know Chase is a racer.
That's flat out zero.
Flat out zero. Everybody know Chase is a racer. But if I pull you up, if I pull both of y'all up to the line, I'm changing it up now because it seems like when I pull y'all up to the line and they point at you and point at you, one person say he raised, other person not raised because he's talking. We gonna dead that right now. So the new thing is we're gonna do it just like some real street racing. So when I pull you up, be ready. When I pull the other person up, be ready. And I'm gonna move back, I'm gonna flash that light. And the other person take off, and you don't take off, when I explain these rules, even on the street, and you not ready, it's your loss.
Oh, really?
Yes. So okay. So I'm gonna break it down again. Left lane, I'm pull you up. Right lane, I'm pull you up. When I move back and flash that light, be ready. So you take off when I flash that light. Cause ain't no more pulling you up, wait for you to flash your light because you want to sit there and talk to your homeboy. No, ain't no more of that because we ain't got time for you. Had the other person ready. He's sitting there ready and you trying to burn him down. No, it's not going to do that because we didn't have plenty of situations where both of them ready, even you get the other person to hit. And you waiting on the other person, you can burn that person down. Mm-hmm. Say he got a turbo car, he's sitting there in boost, then he let off the gas and you take off. Now he got to chase you. Mm. No, it's no more of that. Once you, if you got the hit, I'm gonna pull you up. And if you ready, I'm gonna point at you, then it's on you. Don't sit there and then 2 minutes and all. No.
So is there a time limit on that? Like
30 seconds.
30 seconds? Okay.
30 seconds, because you burn the other person down.
Okay. Now, you know, some people may argue, though. Now here's what some people may argue. Some people may argue, well, if you give me the hit, I go when I'm feel like it.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? But you can mess the other person's car up like that.
Okay.
Especially if they got a turbo car. They sitting there, take off. You know what I'm saying? Then they got to let off the gas. Soon as they allow the gas, you take off. Because it happened to me before.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. 30 seconds is a long time. That's still straight.
You know what I'm saying?
It's your rules.
We can always come to negotiation when the race is here.
Okay.
Always come to negotiation. But the new thing is, bro, when I bring you up to the line, bring the other person up to the line, both of y'all be ready when I bring y'all up. Because when I move back and I'm going to turn around, I'm going to flat and I'm bang that light, y'all take off.
Gotcha.
Ain't no more point, wait for you to flash the light. Ain't no more of that.
Gotcha. So and that's off the hit.
No, this is just heads up.
Oh, heads up. Oh, okay.
This heads up. Off the hit, don't sit there for a whole minute, 2 minutes, waiting on the other person.
Gotcha.
If you got the hit, I will bring you in first so you can, you know what I'm saying? If you a turbo car, I bring you in first, bring the other person in, and then when I point at you, that means you're ready. And once I move out the way, go ahead and take off.
So, next question is, any upcoming races?
I haven't really heard nothing, but I know the track event this weekend. You know, you got Saturday, you got what I think is Whisp by Wade Car Show.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, you got Dumbmaster got a cars event at the track at Silver Dollar Raceway Sunday.
Okay.
But any other races, I haven't heard nothing really. Nobody really trying to do nothing. But I know I talked to Richie, and Richie said as soon as he get back, he taking on all bets. He taking on all races. He said 250 minimum.
Okay. Richie said he coming back. Hey, you think we can get Richie and Trey Vance to go at it again?
Yeah, Richie said he racing anybody.
Oh, whoa. Richie said he coming with the smoke. Okay.
Yeah, he said he racing anybody. He don't want that. Give me this. Give me that. No, he wants you to run the heads up. Minimum 250.
Okay. Well, speaking on, now that you brought that up, speaking on money, how do you feel? Do you feel, because a lot of people are starting to frown upon people not racing for big honchos, $200, $500 or more. Some people are racing for $40, $50, maybe $100. Like, do you frown upon that? Or you're just like, hey, they racing. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't matter.
It all depends on what type of race it is, because that's what we used to do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We used to race for the $20, $40, but you got to think about it. People, car parts, and everybody damn near running on E85 costs more than that. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to race, you know what I'm saying, $50, that at least, you know what I'm saying, pay for, you know what I'm saying, the gas and the time and shit. But to me, I say no lower than $100.
$100.
No lower than $100, bro. Everybody's working, bro. If you ain't got $100 or the team you came with, if y'all can't put $100 together, bro, then y'all don't need to race.
Yeah.
Because if you get caught by the police, that $100 go towards, you know what I'm saying, getting you out, or car parts that you break, or gas, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And now, you know, that we're making it official that, you know, all money comes to you. Nobody can use that excuse. Well, I don't know if somebody going to run off of my money or something like that. And we're always going to have a cameraman at the end. So, if spending ain't winning. And if it comes down to the camera, hey, I'll be down there. Somebody be down there with that slow-mo on. Yep. And you can't, the cameras don't lie. Cameras do not lie. But, I want to ask you, who do you think, and this is going to start some shit, but it is what it is, but I want to know, out your mouth, who you think is the fastest car out on the scene right now?
You talking about all motor-wise, or?
Give me all motor and then boost it.
All motor-wise. I ain't gonna lie, that's a good one. All motor.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm not gonna lie to nobody. I'm gonna have to say Trey. Dre with the blue Camaro.
You like Dre?
Yeah, I like Dre with the blue Camaro. As all motor wise on the street.
Now, I can't wait to give him an interview, because he did say, and he made a bold statement. He made a bold statement saying he's the fastest 6th gen with no cam.
And if you really think about it, he is. You really think about it, he is. It's who else is out there with a 6th gen with no cam that's running on a hard tire?
I don't know none. I don't know any.
And that can run with a Z06.
I don't know any.
My point exactly. Then
I don't know any.
If you want to go to the fastest vert, I'm gonna be real with you. A lot of people forgot about Mel. To me, Mel got the fastest vert right now. Guy Hurst got them say Felipe. I don't know who Felipe is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that his car not fast, but I don't know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I say Mel got the fastest vert on the street.
Mm. Who's the fastest?
Now, power.
Yeah, yeah.
Power added wise. I'm not gonna lie. That's a hard one to choose.
Cause boy, you got some heavy hitters.
You got some hitters out here on the street.
Okay, hold up. All right, cause you can't really. Who's the fastest? Let's say who's your favorite.
Power adder wise, I can give you my top three.
Give me your top three.
Dre with the V.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay. And with the boosted Mustang.
Okay.
Shit.
I know,
bro. That third one, it's going to be hard, because you got some cars out there with a power added that's... I'm not even going to say nitrous cars. I'm going to say turbos and superchargers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to go with... Shit. I'm gonna have to say Ricky Bobby. Yep.
OG Bobby Ricky.
Yep.
Oh, that's your top three. You got two CTSV and a Mustang.
Yep.
Oh, you're gonna have some hurt feelings on there.
It is, but matter of fact, I'm gonna add one more, and I can say Scott.
Oh, you like Scott?
Yeah, I like Scott.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Hey, don't shoot the messenger. I just got it.
Mm-hmm.
Three cars in the car community. Oh my God.
You said three slow cars?
The three slowest cars that you know that be out there racing or be trying to race. Yeah, you know it was coming, man. You know, come on. Come on, give it to me. Let me get your top three slowest.
Shit. cars that's look slow to me, but I know got potential. I'm gonna say this, and I know niggas gonna be mad about this. Gonna take this some type of way. Oh, nigga, hold on. I forgot about my nigga O from Cali in the Camaro.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot about my boy. He's gonna come back out. He coming out with steam.
Whole lot of pressure
on the motor.
Ooh,
on the motor, and he and I'm betting with him all day.
Damn, even against Dre.
Even against Dre, I ain't gonna lie to you. Even against Dre, he Dre gonna have his hands full with that one.
Ooh, now you know when Big Boy, when Bigum hear that, man, you know his feelings gonna be hurt now.
Dre strong, man.
His feelings gonna be hurt because you just switched sides on him now.
he still got one of the fastest Camaros, but he gonna have his hands full with Oak. And Everybody don't know who Oak is. Follow him on Instagram. He's Boo the Juice, man.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, Boo. And I seen Boo post that little tire on his goddamn story today.
Yes, sir.
Boo, but hey, you know what? We ain't gonna say too much on that.
Okay, so back to the slower cars.
The slowest. Give me your top three slowest.
Top three slowest, and I think they got potential.
No. I don't want to hear no just potential. I want to hear your top three slowest cars that be out there racing. Your top three.
Shit. All right. We're gonna hurt some feelings on this.
Hey man, it's part of the game, baby.
Damn, I ain't gonna lie to you. I can't say nobody really slow because everybody's trying to come with something.
Callie, I'm gonna ask this one more time because you're beating around the bush. I want you to name the top three slowest cars you know in the racing community right now. I want to know the top three slowest. The community wants to know. These are questions that people told me to ask you. So people want to know, what are the top three slowest in your eyes in the car community right now? Better yet. Let me rephrase that. What are the top three cars that take the most L's in the car community? How about that? Because they taking L's, that means they're slow. All right.
The number one, I'm going to have to say Ron. I'm going to have to say Ron. Ron take the most L's. But the only thing about Ron would turn it right back around. He would get back up and say, line it up again.
Yeah.
Respect that.
Okay. Who's number two?
I'm going to have to say, shit. I ain't gonna lie, he's my boy, but he gonna be mad when he hear this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say Eli.
Woo! Not Eli, not 392 Eli. Okay, all right. So we got Ron as number one honcho for the most L's. We got 392 Eli, Mr. Pretty Boy, lick him, rick him, slick him, pretty Ricky. Mr. Number two coming in, goddamn, up the most L's. Now, who's number three? The final guy in your eyes who just like, damn, you almost didn't make the top three, but you made the top three. Who is that guy?
Boy. He called stop, but he tried every once in a while, but I hate to say this, he my boy. And he throw me the keys any day. But he might not no more after this, but I'm going to have to say Chip.
Oh! So, wait, hold up. Let me make sure I get this straight. You got Ron as number one honcho for taking the most L's in the car
yes,
community.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
So, then you got... oh, shit, boy. You got me choking. You got Eli as number two. And yes, then you're going to turn around and say his little brother is number three?
Hey, Hey man, them my boys. We might got to hit after this.
Oh man, yeah man. I think you lost some friends after today, boy. Once this go published, I think you may have lost about three buddies, man. They may not look at you the same, but it's okay. It's all out of respect. That just means they got to work harder.
But I got a couple people I know that car got potential, and I got a couple people I know that car's going to come out with steam. I'm talking about some real steam.
Go ahead, name them.
The cars I think that got potential that can do better, I'll probably get a better driver. I'm going to say BJ.
Okay. So you're saying BJ needs a driver mod. That's what you're saying.
Either he needs a driver, because his car got potential. Mm-hmm. His car got a lot of potential, and everybody know it. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing against him, so it's either the driver or he need to do some more to that car.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, a car coming with a lot of potential, I'm going to have to say Lark.
Whoa, yeah.
Lark car has a lot of potential right now.
Mm-hmm. So, is Lark right now good or?
Lark car right now, he can beat a lot of cars out here right now on the street. But Lark needs a tire.
Ah.
If Lark get a tire, bro, I promise you, Lark will get people hell. He will beat a lot of cars out here.
The sleeper, you talking about the grocery go getter? Mm-hmm. Would do damage out here in these streets.
Yep, on the motor.
Oh my God, that's a big statement.
On the motor.
Now you know because you said that people are going to be gunning for him now. You know, you just put a target on his back.
And that's fine with me, and I'm pretty sure that's fine with Lark. Cause Lark, me and Lark talk, and I know what Lark coming with. Lark finna come with a tire. And when Lark put that tire on and learn that car, he knows his car, but he learned it even better. Nobody's gonna be able to mess with Lark on the motor in the way his car sit right now.
Mm. So would you put your money on Lark every time he race?
Yep. It all depends who he racing. It all depends on who you're racing. Cause I know a lot of people cars out here, and I know how they drive their cars. You got some people like who can drive their cars, some people who just need a driver.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, Lark did impress me because he did only lose by half a car to a track off on street tires.
That's my point.
I was impressed by that. And I was there and I witnessed that myself. Huh.
But people who finna come back out and coming with steam,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to say this. I'm gonna have to say Bankhead B.
Oh yeah.
He finna come with some power, and people better watch out.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry, but I know Big Bro can drive, and whoever he go against, whether it's homeboy or not, mm-hmm. I'm putting my money on B.
Yep.
And that's on God. And that's only because I kind of know what B is putting in his car. So I'm just like, I'm sorry, man. No hard feelings, but I got a good honcho on that guy, on Auntie over there. I got Mr. Punch on him a lot.
Yeah, we got to go with Auntie B on that one.
Auntie, we got to go with Auntie B on that one, boy.
And the next person I'm going to have to say is Trey. Fast Like Trey.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Now, that is real crazy you said that. I have not heard of nobody speaking on Trey car. Nobody.
His car come back out, bro. He gonna have some steam.
So when you say steam, who would he be in a bracket of competing with? Are we talking about Fatboy Dre or who?
I don't know if he gonna keep up with Fatboy Dre or Oak, but he will be in the top fastest Camaro class on the motor.
So, okay, so if you had to give your top three would be Fatboy, Dre, Boo, and Trey?
Yep, on Camaro, on the boat.
What about Dro? You know Dro coming out of retirement.
Damn, I forgot about Dro coming out. Yep. Oh, yeah, Dro shit. Yeah, so hey. That'd be my top four right there.
Yeah, hey, there you go. I'm about to say, you can't leave Dro out because, hey, I don't know about everybody else except for Fatboy Dre. You know, I Boo, my big bro, and I don't know shit about Trey got on Camaro. But I've seen Dro drive. And Dro got a nice, good record on W's, bro.
Yep.
And that boy, that Migo there could drive.
Yes. Yes, sir. So that'd be my top four in the Camaros.
In the Camaros. I smell a shootout. Do you smell a shootout?
Oh yeah. Oh, speaking of shootouts, I will be hosting a shootout after the street to strip. Because only reason I'm gonna wait till after, because I don't want nobody, you know what I'm saying, to come to the shootout and they car break
before
the track event.
Yep.
So we'll wait till after the track event, probably like 2 weeks after the track event, or maybe, you know what I'm saying, 3 weeks. And then I have a strip that we're gonna do that. You will have to drive, you know what I'm saying, 45 minutes an hour to get away from the city, but it'll be worth it.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah, because if you try to do it before, God forbid something happened, it's only a month away. Like, it's only a couple of weeks away. So, you know, so, yeah, you're right. That'd be a smart thing to do. Well, that is basically everything that I wanted to cover with you today. I wanted it to be put out there. In future tense, we will have multiple callers on at one time. But as today, as the official day of the podcast, I wanted the lock-in man. I wanted the race master himself. And I felt that it was only right because a lot of people, and I mean a lot of people, DM me and asked for you. It was between you and Trav. And I think the reason why they wanted Trav to go on, be one of my first guests is because of that big-ass truck that he just built.
That truck is nice.
Yeah, nice.
One of the harder trucks on the street right now.
Yes, sir. And big kudos and big ups to Trav, my boy. But I felt that it was proper and the right thing to do to have a guy who was just appointed the position that you're in right now to get on here and to pop off this live. Because from here on out, it's going to be lock-ins, shit talking, you know, and a whole bunch of shit for now. At least I can establish who is what is what, and the rules of what. So from here on out, after this published, can't nobody say anything else. Everybody has the rules and regulations. And I felt that was the most proper thing to do. And to be honest with you or not, you know, to anybody who may hate on you and say, oh, I don't want it, or how did he become this, how did he become that, all you have to do is look at my stories. Look at my stories and see how many people appointed you to get interviewed today. And I have to go by what the people of the car community wants. And it was between you and Trav, but you beat Trav by landslide, at least about 6 votes. And I felt that it was also the right thing to do to have you come on here and to establish the rules, establish your role, and what you're going to tolerate, what you're not going to tolerate. Because whether these dudes like it or not, there has to be rules. You know what I'm saying? Because without rules, they're chaos. And we can't have chaos because you see what happened last time. We went over there to Fulton Industrial in the warehouse. You know, shit. We go out to the race spot, motherfuckers wrecking, running lights, getting hit.
That's another thing, bro. It's like we all going to the same place.
Yeah.
But you don't have to, especially if we're going down the street.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you don't have to fly down there and all that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The police come, you could speed off, but don't be driving all fucking crazy. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, take your time. Remember, you still got other people on the road too, bro. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I back that 100%. 100%. But as a conclusion, I would just like to say thank you. Me and you have had an interesting, you know, friendship.
we came a long way and been through some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But but as us, you know what I'm saying, growing and getting older, you know what I'm saying, and being grown ass men, we put our differences aside, talk shit out like grown ass men.
Yep. Yep.
And we didn't see, you know what I'm saying, a lot of shit wasn't worth it. And then look at us now, brother, and you like a brother to me.
And I put full credibility in the car world. The car world brought us together, because if I wasn't in the cars and you was in the cars, I wouldn't have a common interest. I wouldn't have to, you know, talk to you the way how we talk, because we have to see each other every weekend. You know what I'm saying? So it's either, goddamn, we're going to have to fight every goddamn weekend.
Every damn weekend.
Or we could just be like, hey, bro, you know what, man? That shit was lame as hell. And we let another nigga get, you know, make us beef, shit like that. Oh, you know, and we squash it and went from there. So, you know, the car world brings everyone together at some point in time. You know what I mean? Yep. At some point in time. And, you know, sometimes you can't get along with people, but more than likely there will be times you can get along. But I'm glad that me and you were able to have this friendship that we have and this partnership in business, because we have a bright future ahead of us. We have a lot of work to do. But as that being said, if you would like to close out, you know what I'm saying? The floor is yours, my boy.
Man, we're going to close out on, man, just when it comes to the racing, bro, we're going to have to separate it from, you know what I'm saying, the slideshow, you know what I'm saying? Like, my slideshow brothers, I respect them. They do what they do, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to sliding shit, bro, them niggas know how to slide. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted now. A nigga straight from California, you know what I'm saying? I can slide some shit too, but my head is pointed more towards, you know what I'm saying, the racing. You know what I'm saying? They're the racing, that's me. The slideshow and everything else, you know what I'm saying? I give that to y'all, you know what I'm saying? I respect y'all. So when it comes down to, you know what I'm saying, when I come out to y'all event, you know what I'm saying? I come out there and support y'all event. You know what I'm saying? The race stuff, y'all come out and support, you know what I'm saying, my event. And when we throw, you know what I'm saying, events, and the crazy part, a lot of people don't know, bro, we have a mixture of everybody getting along. Like, I met a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? They came up to me, oh, shit, nigga, you see your Cali. You know what I'm saying? You big chick Cali. Like, yeah, yeah, what's going on? I'm saying, we start talking about cars and blase, blase. You know what I'm saying? Then you got Crips and Bloods, you know what I'm saying? All functioning together, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So when it all come down to the car community, you know what I'm saying? We all need to come together as one, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we all, if you like it or not, bro, when it all comes down to the car community, we are brothers, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day.
And with
that being said, is sooner or later, we're going to have to come together as a team and get ready to start taking these trips to go out of town and busting these niggas' ass out of town.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I like to hear. Well,
so we'll come together on that. And when it comes to the racing stuff, all the money locked in, and whoever want to race, y'all hit my DM, BigChief_Cali. Y'all hit my DM, or whoever got my number, you know what I'm saying? Bang my line. Let me know. We'll set it up. I'll find a spot. You know what I'm saying? Wherever y'all want to do it, how much y'all want to do it for, and then we good to go.
All right, man. Y'all heard it from the boy. You heard it from my boy Cali. Got his own mouth. Hey, this is the first podcast, and we'll be plenty more after that. And we're gonna do big, we're gonna go big. But guess what? This is your boy Kiefer, aka Poppy, the one who has the meanest bet in the city. Yes, I put a stamp on it. Hey, till next time, y'all. Welcome to the streets of Atlanta, baby. Hey, we'll catch you again. Thank you so much coming out, Cali. I love you, dog.
Yes, sir. And we signing out. Big one, see Big Chief Cali, CEO Cali, sick with the car club. We out here. West Coast of the ATL, you dig?
Yeah!